I'm with Loveday Smith of the QE2 Productions, and they are presenting two of Alan Bennett's plays.
That's correct.
And which ones are they?
Chip in the Sugar and Bed Among the Lentils.
I'm sure everybody's very familiar with the Alan Bennett plays, but which are those?
The Chip Among the Sugar is the one that Alan himself performed, and Bed Among the Lentils is the one that Dame Maggie Smith did.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We share a surname, but I don't know if there's any shared DNA.
So tell me about your company, this QE2 production. You're based in Amsterdam.
We're based in Amsterdam, and we're an offshoot of Queen's English Theatre Productions, who've done a lot of things in Amsterdam. But we developed to take work outside of Amsterdam, English-speaking theatre, to what in England might be called the provinces.
And how many shows do you do a year?
It varies. This is the inaugural production for QE2 Productions, so we're hoping to take things out on a regular basis if this tour is successful.
So how many dates are you doing on this?
On this we're doing five cities, I think, 9 dates.
And you're doing The Hague when?
We're doing The Hague on the 14th of June and the 22nd of June.
At the Brunel Theatre.
At the Brunel Theatre, yeah.
Okay. So what's your background?
I've been in the business for longer than I care to remember.
And in Holland?
In Holland, I've been here since 2013, and obviously a very different career here. I do a lot of presenting, a lot of voiceover. I've just been doing Hunter Street, which is a television series which is made for Nickelodeon, which is shot in Amsterdam. But yeah, back in England I did a lot of theatre, a bit of television, a few soaps, that kind of thing.
And what brought you to Holland?
Oh, I fell in love with a Dutchman. Like you do. We met in France, and I was having a midlife crisis, and ran away to France and left London and left all my friends and left my then husband, and met a Dutchman, and then fell. This is the nutshell version. And then fell pregnant, and then we moved here, kind of.
And you were working as an actress all the time.
Well, yes. The plan for me was to commute from France, but then, of course, when I suddenly found myself having a half Dutch baby, all that had to be put on hold. So I thought I might teach. But then, when we moved here, I discovered that there was quite a demand for English speaking actors, and the rest is
history. And
quite
a big audience as well.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. It's great. I love working here. I love the direction that my career's taken me in here, because there's an opportunity to do lots of different kinds of work, from theatre like this, doing, you know, classics like Alan Bennett, but also there's a lot more sort of experimental stuff, art projects, with a capital A.
And do you speak Dutch?
I do, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Plain Beatty,
yeah. That's a trick question. Yeah,
no. My partner's Dutch, and my son, of course, is fluent.
Aren't?
Yes. Yeah, my Dutch isn't brilliant, but it's okay.
We are now joined by Mark Stanley, who is the other half of this production. And which play are you doing?
I'm doing Chip in the Sugar.
And which one's that?
That's the one about Graham, who's a middle-aged man who's stood in the closet, lives with his ageing mother, and when she takes up with an old flame, he gets very jealous.
Okay. And how long have you been working together?
Well, actually, Loveday and I met because I cast her in QTC's production of One Man, Two Governors, which was almost exactly 2 years ago. It's just over 2 years ago. And I loved working with her then. And I'd been thinking for ages, what can we do to work together again? And also, I wanted to try going out on the road and finding other venues and outside of Amsterdam, as Loveday said. And so I thought she was a brilliant person to do that with. She's talented and she's got a lot of experience, and she's solid. She's really solid, and so that was a really, you know, when she said yes, she was interested in doing Talking Heads, and I was delighted. And also, Bed Among the Lentils is the piece that she's doing is my absolute favourite of all the Talking Heads. So I really wanted to do that one.
You could go on forever doing these, really. I mean, how many are
there? There are 12, but officially only 6 of them are really available, because the second 6 have never been properly done on stage officially, and you can't really get the rights for them because I think they're sort of tied up by the television company or something.
Okay.
But people do them a bit sneakily, but we haven't.
Now, Bed Among the Lentils was a very exciting piece for me to work on, because it's something that I've never tackled before. I tend to get cast I used to get cast in sort of slightly more glamorous roles, and Susan
girls,
is Good Time Girls, and it's very interesting. I mean, I do a variety of roles, but she's very contained, Susan, and she's got all this emotion bottled up. And it's, I mean, I won't do any spoilers, but her, you know, you think her life's turning around, but it actually, it turns around, but it's still, she's still trapped, you know. And it was a, yeah, a very interesting
role. But the wonderful thing with Bennett is there's not a bad word in it.
No, it's beautifully written.
Very pushed to mess it up.
So, so well written.
Yeah,
yes.
We love the text and we love Bennett. And I mean, QTC's been a bit, maybe too Bennett-oriented. We've done the History Boys, we've done the Habeas Corpus three or four times.
How did you do the History Boys?
Well, we did it in a small venue, but we cast eight local schoolboys who were all Anglophone schoolboys.
So this was sort of half amateur, half pro.
Yeah, I would say so. We had a fantastic Hector, Brian Andre. He's in the house tonight, actually, but he lives in Bloomingdale. He's a fantastic actor, so we had a really, really strong lead and a good Irwin. And, you know, I think what was nice about that production was, yeah, we took sort of kids who were still at school mostly, and some, we had a couple of boys who were a little bit older, but they looked like real boys who were at school. Whereas I got a lovely card from Alan Bennett where he said, some of the other productions, the boys looked a bit like estate agents. So it was, and it did give the play a little different edge because they were that bit younger. You saw they were that bit younger, so some of the themes of it seemed more a little bit more raw.
They are,
I think,
sixth forms, aren't they?
They're supposed to be sixth forms. They're supposed to have just done their A levels. Mm. I maybe shouldn't mention it, but we're kind of thinking of reviving it in a 10-year anniversary production next year. Maybe I shouldn't have said that, but that's
anyway. So what's your background here? How long have you been in Holland?
I've been here 20 years. Wow. I've always been doing theatre, but I've worked a lot in the corporate world as well. But the last 2 years or so, I've been really focusing a lot more on theatre, which is why I had time to do QE2. It is a bit of a joke, QE2, because it does refer to the cruise liner that travelled around taking you to things. So we're taking theatre to you on the QE2 is the kind of the idea. Mm. So it's a sort of, yeah, it's a little bit of an in-joke, I suppose, but that was kind of the idea behind it. And also that...
And also it could be confusing, the QE Queen's English, but it could also be the Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, I suppose so. Absolutely. I suppose so, yeah.
I think it's difficult finding a name for a band. Finding a name for a theatre company is even more
difficult. Oh, I know.
Finding
names for anything. I mean, my wife's just written a book. I think she spent 2 years trying to think of the title.
Oh, gosh.
The book was the easy bit.
Yes, yeah.
So how many shows do you propose to do?
Well,
are you going to say... As a sort of two-hander,
I think we have to talk soon about what we're going to do next, or whether we, you know, it could be that we find something that's a piece for Loveday on her own, or with another actor. I mean, I think we have to pick the right pieces.
Are you going to be writing or adapting stuff, or using stuff off the shelf?
I think mostly using established works because. We tend to want to go for quality, and we want to go for something that then has got a reasonably big audience.
And so your audience know what.
And then we can
is.
Do more performances of it. A lot of groups do a small number of performances, and I don't really like doing that. I like to do usually three weeks of something at least. Mm. But we are already actually we've just sold our first tickets for our November production of The Importance of Being Earnest. That's going to be a very, very different version
of it. Is that a full production?
It's going to be a full production, but it's going to be quite a little bit changed. A lot of the most of the original text will be in it, but it's going to be a two-actor instead of three acts. It's going to be very gay interpretation of it, so all of the main characters are going to be played by men. Brian Andre, who I just mentioned, who played Hector, is going to play Lady Bracknell. But we do have a male and female ensemble as well, because it's going to be in very different settings.
I think there's an all-male importance going around England at the moment.
No, there's a lot of wild stuff going on, but there's a very traditional production going on, and then there's a series of wild stuff in the West End coming up as well, but I don't think that's all-male. It's been done before, but we're definitely doing the relationships are between two men.
Because there's a lot of all-male stuff. There's a company doing Gilbert and Sullivan, all-male Gilbert
oh, really?
And Sullivan.
Oh.
They're doing an Iolanthe in Bath next week, and there's Ballyboys, the all-male dance
company. Yeah, and of course Matthew Bourne started
with
Swan Lake, which was incredible. But I think what's going to be sort of, I don't want to give too much away, but the poster gives quite a bit away because the poster is a picture of Oscar Wilde at the sauna, at the gay sauna. So that gives you a kind of feeling of where we're going with it. It's going to be not like any Importance of Earnest you've ever seen before.
And who'll be carrying the handbag?
I think lots of different people will be carrying the handbag. We're going to be carrying the handbag in July because we're also going to be fundraising for the AIDS funds as part of the project. That's our charity that we always support, a bit like Broadway Cares. And we've raised a lot of money for them in the past, and they're going to work with us.
So what else do you do apart from your productions? You do a lot of other stuff around?
Well, I do... The theatre for me over here is... my bread and butter is voiceover. I do a lot of voiceover. I do a lot of presenting. And that's what kind of pays the bills. The theatre, I love doing it. Theatre's my first love, and it always will be. But I'm never going to retire on theatre.
Alas. The actors can't afford to, can
they? No. No. We just keep going until we can until we stop being able to remember the lines.
Yes. You were telling me about the URL. What's that exactly?
The URL is very easy. It's www.qetc.nl. So that's the initial letters of Queen's English Theatre Company, qetc.nl.
Okay, well, I think that will do.
Great.
So thank you both very much. And we shall look forward to seeing Talking Heads at a theatre near you.
Yes.
Okay.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.